Good evening, everybody. Great to be with you again at this, as we get closer and closer to Christmas. People telling me it's about 50 or so sleeps till Christmas, but it kind of a bit scary in the natural, but we're wonderful to be with you again. I'm excited about preaching the word, and let's just pray together. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to share your word, to bless your people. May you speak through me. May I bring words of life, light, and encouragement, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. It really is lovely to be with you, but I want to ask you a question to begin with. What kind of day are we living in? Now, if you look around the world, you will see that things to be in absolute chaos, a day of confusion, chaos, wars and rumors of wars. But if we go to the newscasters, we'll never know really what the day we're living in, but we need to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to start with Luke 4, verse 18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. In fact, the Amplified Bible goes on to tell us from that verse what our life is. It says, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. And in fact, that's the day we're living. And we're living in a day when the salvation of free favors of God profusely abound to you and I. The day of God's grace, the day his kingdom is manifesting upon the earth, I believe. And it's available to any one of us who will choose to believe him at this time. But it won't be with a little measure that he wants to bless us. The word he uses in the Amplified is profusely. And let me read what profuse means. It means that which is given freely and in large amount, often to excess. It means lavish, overabounding, and abundant. It describes, in other words, the kind of life that Jesus came and talked about in John 10:10. A couple of weeks ago, before he produced the November message, which is called Expect the Unexpected, the Lord spoke to Brother Jerry and he said to him this: when you are challenging people to go to the maximum and the highest level attainable, tell them to expand their thinking and start expecting the unexpected. Now, I've gone through, we've received that, and that's why I'm coming to bring you a background, if you like, to expect the unexpected. And when I listen to a new message from Dr. Savell, I ask the question, Lord, what does this mean to me? How do I apply it? And what do I get out of it? And in fact, last week, I woke up and after meditating on this word, and I woke up in the morning, jumped out of bed, and the Lord spoke into my spirit these two words, surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. You know, people have birthday and when they walk through the door, surprise. Well, and that means, in other words, you didn't see that coming, i.e. the unexpected. Maybe it's like, maybe happened to you that you put a pair of trousers on you haven't worn for a while and you find a $20 note in them. Or you go to a shop that you never normally go to and there you meet into somebody you haven't seen for years. And so I began to look at what does expect the unexpected mean? Amen. And I've found what I think will be a good thing for you to understand what Brother Jerry is talking about. Accept the fact, and this is expect the unexpected means, accept the fact there will be surprises along the way and or things that cannot be controlled. Essentially, don't be surprised by random and unusual events that may occur orchestrated by your Lord's desire for your benefit. God is orchestrating surprises for you and your family and for I that will be for our benefit. That's what expecting the unexpected. In fact, in John 10:10, he said he came to have my life and it more abundant. And we see that in the Gospels, that he always ministered life and ministered it profusely and lavishly to people. He never left behind a blind person or a person with leprosy, still having the leprosy. Wherever he went, all the people that came to him, believing in him, received their healing, received their breakthroughs. Whenever someone was suffering under some yoke of bondage in their lives, if they would only receive him and his message, His anointed would always destroy and break the yoke of bondage upon their lives. Jesus never withheld God's blessing from anyone. He never made it hard for them to receive. On the contrary, he was open. He made it easy for them to receive. And that's why you and I, we should always hope in his promises. Even when things seem dark, we can expect that he will surprise us with the best. If you go to 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, "No eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." I believe as you get hold of this word, it is a time when you and I should cast aside our limits that have been imposed by circumstances and situations outside of us, and choose to believe that God can lead you into a place of blessing and prosperity like never before. And why? Why would he do that? Why would we expect the unexpected from our God? Because he is so good and wonderful. Because God loves you more than you can ever believe. I believe that we can imagine, if because God loves us, we can imagine that he will go beyond our thoughts and do the unexpected for us because he's able to do so. Look above your illness, look above your circumstances and see only God. Look up and see salvation draws nigh. But I had a phrase here. He is pleased when we expect him to appear in our situation. Whatever situation you're in, expect him to turn up and turn the situation to your benefit. So you may say to you, you're telling me I should expect the unexpected blessings of God. Absolutely. And what is an unexpected blessing of God? A blessing you didn't foresee. Maybe something that you was going well for you, but then it turned out to be even better than expected or you dreamed of. Or perhaps it's something you never even thought of, but you marvel now at a gift that God has brought to you. That's how he feels about you. He loves you so much. He wants to bring surprises and the unexpected into your life. You know, the ministry of Jesus, church, was full of surprises. Jesus is constantly trying to draw us clearer so he can do more things for us. Very much like the banquet, the wedding at Cana. Remember, it's in John 2. It may surprise you, and I think it would surprise a lot of people, not only was Jesus and his disciples sent an invitation, but they actually accepted. Wedding feasts at that time went on for a week, rejoicing, singing, laughing, dancing. And I suppose because there was some wine, there was a lot of drinking as well. And I'm not sure, but they let Jesus know that they had a problem. They had no more wine. And then they're following his instructions of them, do exactly what he says, led to the surprising miracle of the water into wine. Jesus not only answered their problem, their situation, but he did over and above, because in verse 9, the wine master, the one who was running the wedding, was astonished or was surprised at the quality of the wine. And there's an analogy there. This is true in our own lives. Jesus turns the water of life without him into the wine of life with him. People think the following Jesus means that you've got to live a life that is watered down, is shallow, is religious, and is no fun. That is not true. Jesus constantly surprises us by how he enriches our lives, that wedding, and our marriages. And I know he can turn the water of an ordinary marriage into the wine of an enriched life. And in fact, as I was preparing, I thought about that, and I thought about Diane and I. Diane and I had a not too good marriage would be the only way to describe it before I accepted Jesus. But now we've been together for 52 years and it gets better and stronger all the time. Because Jesus can transform drudgery and dreariness into the fullness of joy. Through this miracle, go down if you drop in John 2. In verse 11, it says that his disciples, this miracle revealed his glory and his disciples put their faith in him. And you know what? That's the essence of faith, isn't it? The essence of faith is to believe God who delights in defying the natural order of things, a God who thrives on surprises and unexpected acts. Brother Jerry said it this way. When you face situations that seem impossible, when you wonder how God will provide or turn things around, your response should be the same. Expect the unexpected. Amen. Beloved, God is a God of divine surprises. Jesus, our Lord, specializes in them. And you know, because he does everything well. I want you to go to Mark 7:37, and you will see this. And it says, and the people and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. He went beyond measure, and people were astonished, or surprise, surprise, or unexpected. Jesus always went far beyond that they could expect or hope. He wants you and I to experience more of him, a fresh revelation of his nature and his love for you, and that he's going to bring some surprises to you. And I wanted to end with a testimony for Diane and I. We came to Australia in 1998 and arriving from South Africa. We arrived in April and of 98. And in January of that year, Diane was watching a Kenneth Copeland TV program and it advertised the Brisbane Convention. And the Lord spoke to her and said, I want you to be at that convention. You need to be. And at that convention, you are going to have a divine encounter. And she told me, and I said, okay. And the Lord put miracle after miracle, which is another testimony, to get us to Brisbane at that time. So we came to the conference expecting. We also at that time had the director from South Africa had arranged for us to have a cup of tea with him. So Brother Jerry actually didn't get included in our expectation because we were having a cup of tea. But we sat down with him and we're just sharing in the back room, in the green room, and just sharing how we'd come and what have you. And after 10 minutes, he said, well, how would you like to be my directors, Australian directors? And we looked at him and we said, well, okay, but you don't know us and surely you want to pray about it. He said, no, it's two things. You were with Pastor Ray McCauley for 15 years at Raymond Bible Church, which we were. And said the second thing was in January of this year, the Lord spoke to Miss Caroline and myself and told us this was a year to open the offices in Australia and that we would have a divine connection in the convention and you're it. Well, I want to tell you that the unexpected, even though we were expectant, went far beyond and overwhelmed us with the unexpected that we received from God. And now, 25 years later, we are still with him, serving the Lord Jesus Christ by serving Brother Jerry in any way and Miss Caroline in any way they want. But I wanted to encourage you. I have been so stirred after listening to this message that I've always got up expecting the goodness of God. But now, even more, I am expecting something that is beyond what I would have maybe hoped or dreamed. I don't know how to describe it to you, but my expectation level has gone up. Why? Because I can look at you in this camera and say, beyond doubt, God wants to do supernatural things with you and I that will have people turning around and say, how did you do this? And we'll be able to say, it's because of the God we serve. So as you go to bed tonight, as you think on this message, you may have watched it during the day, but I would encourage you, expect the unexpected. Believe that he is a God, El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough, that he is going to come and invade your life. He's going to come and involve you and envelop you in his goodness. And so I hope you've been encouraged. I've encouraged myself, and I believe it will do something for you as well. May you sleep well. Maybe you just dream big dreams for God. Father, we thank you right now as the people go to sleep or whatever they're doing watching this message. May they come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You've come and died, gone to the cross for us, Lord. And the people would say, that's the Lord I want to serve. That is the path I want to follow in accepting Jesus. But at the same time, people watching will be encouraged over these next days and month to expect the unexpected. And we give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night. God bless. Love you lots. We'll see you again. Bye.
Hey there. It's Lee from the JSMI Australia office right here on the Gold Coast. We're excited to bring you our Christmas missions projects for 2023. It's the best time of year where we get to help others, we get to impact lives, and we get to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. This year, as in previous years, we're partnering with four fantastic organisations. The first one is St Vincent de Paul Women's Refuge right here in Queensland. JSMI Australia office will be buying two gifts for each child and each mum and also be supplying a Christmas hamper with lots of fun, yummy goodies. The next two are churches that are reaching out to their communities and those in need. Firstly, we have Breakthrough Church in Victoria, Pastor Peter and Christine Lewis. They'll be supplying groceries for Christmas dinner and also gifts for each of the children. Then we have Christian Revival Church in Western Australia, Pastor Clive and Sharon Pawson. They'll be hosting a Christmas breakfast and they'll be giving everyone a hamper and something special for each of the children. And then finally, we have Heritage of Faith Church in Thailand with Pastor Steve Darby. They'll be taking 150 at-risk children and taking them to a Christmas camp where they can have lots of fun while learning about Jesus. Your financial support is a great way to bring joy and to show the love of God at this time of year. Or we'd just like to let you know that 100% of your support goes directly to the organisations. JSMR Australia takes no fees at all. For more information on each of these organisations or further details about the projects, please visit our website, jsmraustralia.org/Christmas-missions. There's also details of how you can give there and also details of our phone number, so please feel free to reach out if you'd like to speak to someone in person. We thank you for prayerfully considering this and we look forward to blessing many people this Christmas. God bless.